Now it's time for Cecil and Julian to play a game. This is the Wisdom of the Crowd. It's based on a classic experiment you may have done in school. The teacher holds up a jar of jelly beans, and the students have to guess how many are in the jar. And even though some individuals may have terrible guesses, when you average everyone's guess together, you get very close to the correct answer. Of course, we're assuming that you went to school at a whimsical carnival. So today, guest musician Julian Villard will have to decide whose wisdom he trusts more, a recent live audience we pulled right here at the Bell House, or the wisdom of our puzzle guru, Cecil Baldwin. So here we go. Cecil, according to the Disney World theme park, how many pairs of sunglasses are turned into their lost and found department every day?
Every day? And this is just one theme park?
One theme park.
How many? Okay, so just pick one theme park. I'm going to say 3,000.
3,000. Okay. Our audience...
People are forgetful.
Yeah. Our audience thought the answer was 2,422. So what do you think, Julian?
Wow.
Who's closer? Is it Cecil or is it the audience?
I think there's a logical way to approach this because obviously, like, I'm going to go with Cecil's answer. I'm going to say 3,000 because there's so many more numbers that are over 3,000. Hmm.
Guess what? The answer is 210. Cecil, according to the National Peanut Board, how many peanuts does it take to make one 12-ounce jar of peanut butter?
So how, like, so that's like a normal peanut butter jar size. I think I overshot on the last one.
Sure.
So let's undershoot and say 500.
500, okay. Our audience thinks the answer is 4,100. And 47. That's, so who's closer, Julian, I mean, Cecil or the crowd?
That's clearly, yeah, the crowd is way wrong. Yes, Cecil. Cecil's answer is right.
The answer is actually 540.
Yes!
Cecil.
Yes! Yes!
Good job going with Cecil.
Spatial reasoning.
Well done. Cecil, according to the market research group Package Facts, that's got to be a fun place to work. How many slices of pizza does the average American eat in 1 year?
Is it how many slices of pizza does this average American eat in 1 year?
You might, I don't know.
Infinity symbol is the answer. I know between my brother and I, we average about a pie each. So that's what? That's 8 slices.
Yeah.
In a year?
In a year. How many times do you order pizza in a year?
1,000?
Okay.
That seems high, doesn't it?
Little.
But again, that's just me.
I mean, that's just like 3 times a day. Is that normal?
Let's say 400.
400. Our audience thinks the answer is 148 slices. What do you think, Julian?
The audience is right, clearly.
Okay. The actual answer is 46. They only eat 46 slices.
46 slices?
The average American.
I'm sorry, do you all not eat a pizza a day?
That's like the same thing. The doctor says, how many drinks do you have a week? And you're like, 2. You know, that's what happened there. This is your final one. Cecil, across the entire 20-volume Oxford English Dictionary, how many entries are there for words that are in current usage? Words that are not archaic old words.
Yeah.
Or variants of words.
So essentially the question is, how many words do we know?
Yeah.
That how many words do we use? Oh, goodness. 20-volume Oxford English Dictionary. Let's say 25,000.
25,000. Okay. Our audience thinks the answer is 102,380,866. Julian, who do you think is closer?
So wait, that was the average answer that the audience gave?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So people may have doubled or tripled that.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then one person's like, 3.
Okay, I'm going to go with Cecil, 25,000.
The answer is 171,476.
But it's still
so
closer.
It's Cecil. It's Cecil did it. Cecil did it. You both did fantastic.
Excellent.
Thank you so much for playing. You both get
jelly beans.
The wisdom of the crowd, everybody. Hey, you listening to this in Arizona, and hey, you listening to this in Virginia, if your estimation is that the wisdom of our crowd might be increased if you were part of it, well, that's the kind of nerdy arrogance we love. Ask Me Another will be in Phoenix on April 6th and at the Virginia Arts Festival on May 18th. Information at amatickets.org. Coming up, when's the last time a puzzle made you cry? Well, Julian Velard will parody Adele's iconic Heartbreak song. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.